a lot of the misconceptions about that. And I also see that ENTJ-STPs are very commonly mistyped for he has almost literally no energy to really do most of the, like, get off its ass. People might confuse that with, like, not being able to do a lot of stuff. We talked so far about Model G and the cognitive styles and the plus and minus signs. I'm going to go ahead and talk more, but also see what you guys' perspective on the plus and minus signs. And when we first discovered it, I think this is one of the most interesting things, Solcionics, and especially one of the more interesting things that Glinkle has brought up, the differences between the SE minus versus SE positive, because we're all results types here in this conversation. And we can also see the really, really keen differences between even TE positive versus TE or any negative or any positive. We have a couple of E's in this server, and we can just see the difference in spins and difference in, like, negative and positivisms. And we can talk a little bit about the differences between those as well. But let's go ahead and just talk about something that we can all really see visibly is the difference between any positive and any. So we all have any negative here. However, is that one, if there is a general idea, someone's station, they like to add onto it and they like to connect and they like to go ahead and give more of this idea, and they will go ahead and flow these different kind of conversations together. Like, oh, we talked about this another time, and they would add on and add on and add on and add on. Or like, oh, this theory and then this theory and then this theory, try to connect that all together. That's not right. Like this point, or like I would look at their paragraph that they kind of typed out, or maybe like the instances that they kind of like tried to put together, and I'd be like, no, I don't agree with that. What NI minus is, that's not what NI positive is. This is what it is. And I would just break it down and I just point to that thing, and I'd be like, no, I don't. I think this is the better alternative, or you haven't considered all this stuff, you haven't disconnected it, you just kind of just saw one thing and then you just added it on, and then you just kind of added on and added on and then added on and then added on. Which is very, you know, CD, right? It's very like, I see this one thing, the static thing, and I can see another static thing I'm putting it in front of me, and then I'm going to connect that with the thing, and then I'm going to connect that, and then I connect that, and my NE is going in this particular direction. I'm like, well, your NE can also go in alternative, or you didn't break it down to the essentials, and you didn't look around that thing. So it's like a very, very interesting dynamic, even though we both are the same type, or we both share that thing. And I've seen the same dynamic with, you know, the INFJ, INTJ, and they would go in the different direction they're debating. One would try to add on and connect, and the other one would just be like, nope, I won't budge right here. We kind of see this is the essential that we kind of have. And maybe Jeremy can also, or Robo, you can go ahead as well, maybe talk about the difference between any minus and any positive, so we can actually have a firm example of what to go on, and maybe talk about your experiences with, you know, other ENTPs, how it's really an interesting dynamic when they're using any positive and we are using any minus.
The thing with any minus is that it's my demonstrative, so I don't really know a lot about how it works, but I suppose that the way that any minus functions for me is that if I rarely feel trapped or in the sense that I don't know what else to do. Like, say I'm presented with a problem and I think of a solution, but for some reason the solution isn't viable because I don't have the materials or I don't have people to help me, I don't have the skills, I don't have something. It's easy for me to construct a sort of substitute or an alternative to the solution which doesn't require the thing that I lack, and that will help me solve the issue. That's kind of how any minus functions for me. With my dynamic with ENTPs is that I value TE, but I don't value any, but they value any and I don't. So when I use my any, it's for the service of TE, but ENTPs do it for the sake of any. And the thing is that when I talk to ENTPs, they are very interesting. And they bring up a lot of new things, you know, because of the positive, because of the plus sign. But when it comes to me, I kind of feel a little bit overwhelmed when I talk to them, or like they go into the directions which I haven't really seen those directions because they're of no use to me, so I just don't think about them.
Jeremy, you had some perspective as well on that interaction and about any positive?
Well, sure. Well, for me, it's going to be different since, we're the same quadra. You know, so communication is easy with the NTP. With kindreds, where they're a different quadra. And that's affecting your ignoring function. For me, it's affecting my auxiliary. And, there's no kind of like the ignoring. Just, quadra values in that sense. And any alternative, like for any minus with the NFPs, I don't really have a problem with that either since it's a delay function as well, and it's my wavelength as well. So it's really not like, I don't really have a problem with either charge of any, but I do notice a difference. Like the ENTPs just seem to think a lot quicker. I do like they're doing like the same kind of stuff, especially like relay, But he's able to do it much quicker, and they're able to like speed read, which I can't really do that and retain all the information. It's just also the irrational mindset sometimes there. It seems like it takes me so much longer to do that kind of stuff than they do. It's kind of similar. I do kind of see them just kind of like going off one direction and just going for it. And I can see kind of how it's hard for them to put the brakes on that. Or I can really just kind of just limit my ANE to like, or it could be this. And then just the energy optimum, right? Auxiliary. Maybe not going to be energy maximum for Model G creative. So I don't know. You can just kind of spot it. It's also just kind of something I kind of see more intuitively. I don't really have to really think about like that ANE is different than mine. Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Could also go into the just for another time, but you guys share the same aristocratic and democratic signs of any, so even though you are sharing different process and result signs, you still kind of communicate the same, like the complex of the closed mouth is still there, like you guys still value the same kind of quadra values, so you can see your relationship with them as pretty similar. Makes sense.
Yeah, and we're also asking types too.
Yep. And that is more of a firm example of any. And also we can talk about TI minus and TI positive, because that's also the other part of it. How I personally see TI positive, and this is interesting because I can't really use TI positive, but I can kind of use TI minus, especially after I try to understand it well. But I can't really use TI positive. I can't really go ahead and take different arguments and kind of structure them together and add on a very strong argument. I have to make sure that these information that I've synthesized, that they make they're like an essential truth, and that I can kind of make sure that they are going to be solid and that they make sense to me, and I can boil things down, and they have this, I can kind of smell bullshit, but I won't be able to come up with bullshit very easily. Like, I have to be like, my bullshit is more like any bullshit. I can't come up and bullshit some logical truth and come out of my ass. Other people will know that it's coming out of my ass, even if it's my trickster function and I can go ahead and spin some kind of way where TI works for me. But it doesn't go where I can make a strong argument work for me. I'm just really making things that I've maybe have make sense from three different categories. Like I know this makes sense in business. I know this makes sense in physics. I know this makes sense in typology. I can take these different points that make sense in different areas and then spin that together in like this form and this alternative form and this alternative form, and then come up with another alternative argument. But I can't really connect them all together and then spit out some bullshit making way of doing that. I just can't do that with TI positive, because TI positive is more trying to make sense of all of it, trying to connect all of these different things together and make a very plausible yet strong argument. And I see when I debate with, they will go ahead and try to come up with this very strong argument, but not necessarily have any research where they boiled it down to any kind of essential. They just kind of see that this makes sense. They string it up together and they go ahead and give me that presented argument. and they will try to make some kind of like, well, this has had the logical flow of AE, and so therefore the conclusion will naturally reach to this. But then if you cut your A wrong and your B wrong, you're not going to get a very good D, E, F conclusion. And the logic flow that you're going, the logical progression that you're going, is already wrong because your first original premise or the first connection from A to B wrong. And so I feel extremely uncomfortable sometimes going to and arriving to a conclusion off of D and E when I'm not very sure where A and B stand for. And I make sure and I express it to people and I address it to other people, or I ask other people, like, do I have A and B correctly? Like, is it okay? Because, like, I'm not sure. Like, I got to make sure my A and B is correct. These are the essentials. But when I debate with these very strong leaders, they don't care so much about going in a direction. That connection from A to B is much more important to them. And arriving at a very smooth conclusion is much more important to them. That's how I kind of see. How about you guys? How do you guys see TI positive? Like, when you debate with an ENTP or an Socionics INTP, do you feel like they do that as well? Or do you just kind of see both the logics kind of working the same? And maybe it's only more my personal perception of what I think TI positive is. Or maybe because it's just a vulnerable function and it's going the opposite direction. And I just have a very, very different reaction towards it. And my reaction is more overdramatic. Or how do you guys see it?
The thing that I notice with people that you said, that's a very CD kind style of thinking. The thing is that for me, when I think about things, like, I am able to see the A, B, C, D, E logical flow to it. But even though I can kind of see the conclusion, I prefer not to accept the conclusion, because for a lot of things just don't make sense, and a lot of things simply some things don't arise out of some reason or some underlying motive. They just kinda are. Instead of having A and B lead into C and D, it's A and B existing and then C and D existing. They're not really related to one another. That's how I prefer to think of them. But that's also partly due to extroversion also. A thing that I also see when it comes to TI minus and TI plus is that I simply do not understand TI plus. Like, let's not even go there. But when it comes to TI minus is my control. And the thing is that a lot of the time when I try to do something, there'll be a lot of information about it. And usually these will come in the sense of like reference guides, where they list down all of the details and all of the workings of the thing. And the thing is that I like to condense them in a sense. I have to simplify. Like, let's say that there are different ways to approach this problem. There's like this method and that method and that method. And I prefer to think of them like, oh, these are all in the group, and then all of these methods are in the group, and so I can just see which one is appropriate for the problem at hand. The thing is that a lot of the times I feel like there's too much detail, which is unnecessary, but the thing is that I don't have the energy to get rid of the detail, partly because I don't know which details are important and which aren't a lot of the time. And the second one is just, when my brain sees like there's just too much stuff, I just kind of turn off and I don't really want to think about it anymore. And I suppose that's the nature of the control function.
So we talked SI minus and SI positive, because that's an interest for all three of us, because you are Robo SA positive blind, and that is the launcher function for Jeremy. And that is my inferior function or my suggestive function. And that's a very different dynamic in all three of us. And Jeremy and Robo, you guys have very low energy to even work with it, right? And you don't really care about SI, or Jeremy really does, to really understand. And he needs to have an SI example. But how I see SI, and mine is the SI of... and positive, so I really want to have more comfort. A very particular example is that I would rather sleep in a very in a position that is comfortable for me, but not effective. So I know that sleeping on my back is going to always give me the like max return on my sleeping. But if I sleep on my side, then I will probably sleep 10 or 20. But however, I always like positioning myself to sleep on my side because it feels good to me. And then I always wake up with a headache because it initially feels good for me and it gives me that momentum and it makes me fall asleep quicker rather than if I just like sat on my like back and be like under me. But then I just, I have this internal debate that goes on forever, but I always choose to do whatever is comfortable for me. And I have this problem that my dishes, I would rather go ahead and postpone them even though they start piling up because I don't feel comfortable to do it now. And it, I know that it affects my space. I see this, we do this podcast and it annoys me a lot, but I don't want to do it right now because it infringes on my comfort. So there's, I'm choosing whatever makes me more comfortable, choosing really bad short-term decisions. And I can't really be like really flexible around that. It's just how it is. But I think about it a lot and it bothers me a lot. And there's so much energy there. There's like so much constant irritation, but I know that that's how I kind of see my, and how you see your SI, and then also maybe talk, because you gave an example in the chat, SI Trickster.
Okay, so I have a lot of things with SI is that, yeah, you're right. I really do not value SI in my room. It's like messy. It's like things are all over the place, but I don't really feel any irritation, unlike you, about seeing all of it, because I still know where everything is. And usually within like 5 minutes of searching, I'll be able to find where it is. The only problem with this is that a lot of people, when they come into my room, they, you know, like they don't like my room because it's too messy and they criticize me and all of that. And it's very annoying. It's the social aspect of not having enough SI that's annoying, not the lack of SI itself. The second thing is that you talked about your sleeping position. Now, I also love to sleep on my side and I don't like sleeping on my back, but I actually, but when I learned that sleeping on your back was better, I instantly changed to sleeping on my back, even though it was less comfortable. And I suppose that is because I don't really value SI that much. I mean, I kind of find sleep to be a chore. Like, if I could just not sleep for the rest of my life, it would be good because I could save like 8 hours a night and do other things. Sleeping is like a thing that you do to live instead of it being, I do it for the sake of not dying, but I don't do it because it's somehow good or if there's like some intrinsic reward or pleasure that comes about from doing it. The other thing is that I can, when I reach like a low point in my life or if I get depressed, I don't want to say that, when I go become depressed in a sense, I care about comfort a lot more. Like, oh, I don't want to do this because, you know, it will make me feel tired or it will like, it might like hurt me or something like that. Or I don't really want to do this because, you know, it makes my body feel not good. So let's not do that. Even though that's usually not who I am. A lot of people recognize I'm able to kind of ignore what my body is saying and focus on what is needed to be done, and I can go for like long stretches without taking care of my bodily needs, which is very bad for me. I know, but it's useful to have that. It's useful to have that, but I don't want to do it because it will lead to problems down the line. It's not something good.
We talked about NI minus and SI positive and TI minus. So we can talk a little bit about, so the interesting thing about SI minus is going in the opposite direction. So how I see their SI minus is like they will literally feel sick first before they realize that they don't like doing something. So I've seen this opposite is like they may be going to work and they know that they're going to work, debated that this is the most effective or efficient job that they need to do to go ahead and support their lifestyle and they really care. But when people start to infringe on them, like going ahead and push them and making them go when they're sick, not giving them time to leave, not really having the best place for them to work. It's not a very healthy place for them to talk and debate their ideas. They're not being valued. They're not being appreciated in this particular community. They start to feel very uncomfortable, and they will recognize in their body that they're feeling sick, or they feel like stressed out, or they're being strained, but they don't might not notice that they don't like that place that they're working in. Like, they might not recognize their own internal, I don't really like this place. It's more like, oh, like, I'm feeling really bad and shitty in my body. And they'll know, and that sensation, that spatial sensation, that introverted sensation, that homeostasis in their body, that uncomfortableness, they will feel very uncomfortable. And they feel really sick. And then they have to go ahead and leave that job, bully people, or they would like get into these verbal debates. They would get very aggressive, and then they'll get fired. And then they'll go ahead and be happy that they got fired. Or they'll be like, no, I'm not going to show up to work. And then they're going to get fired. They'll do all these kind of like maneuvers, like, and they'll manipulate the politics dynamics. And then they'll go ahead and get fired. They might not realize it, that they're doing this in their like interaction, or like messing up the social interaction of the entire environment, or like messing up with other people's systems. It's because that they're feeling extremely uncomfortable because you have intrinsic uncomfort, and this is the way they do things, and you have made, you know, made their life extremely much more unsatisfying because you didn't give them time off, because you wouldn't have them, you didn't appreciate their value, you didn't go ahead and build something that it was very comfortable for them to be around with. They're just going to say, well, I'm old now, I'm not, it's not working out for me, I don't see reasons here, like, I don't see a connection into the future. This is not really a home for me. I don't feel comfortable. I feel extremely uncomfortable. And now I have to get away. I don't see I can bridge together. So, and how I see even stronger SI minus users go ahead and address the room. For example, I can see a lot of ISFPs and Socionics. They would go ahead and use their model A creative function. They will go ahead and tell people, they'll notice that these things, like, for example, like my tie is off to the side, and they'll notice that the connections between all these different little points is not straight, so they have to go and make sure that it's straight, because it makes other people feel uncomfortable that it's not correctly straight. So they'll go ahead and make that thing nice and tidy, right? Or if I say a wrong word and it makes someone like smile and frown, like not smile or frown, like, not only is it FE minus, but it's also that SI minus in their head that goes like, yeah, no, like, everything has to be congruent. Like, everything has to fit perfectly, and the space has to fit perfectly. And if there's some kind of mismatch in the energy, we have to fix that. We have to fix it. We have to put it back into its place. It has to be proper. It has to be nice and clean. Everything has to fit. And they don't like it when things go out of place. They have to recorrect it. And recorrect it so everything flows in the right thing. If there's any kind of disharmony, they have to address that, and they will address it often, and they'll make sure that they have to fully express whatever they have to do to recorrect the orientation of all the different moving parts together, and it fits into this one thing where it